Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
Welcome to the LC and Jack Radio Show, where your man LC and Brad is holding it down for you for the next, I don't know, 30, 40, 50, an hour and a half. So we like to thank you for joining us this evening. We know you could be doing something else, anything else, but you decided to tune in and see what LC and Brad are talking about today on the LC and Jack Radio Show. It is May 3rd, 2011, and I tell you, there's a lot of things going on, but let's see what my partner in crime is up to. What's going on there, Brad?
What's up, LC? How you doing, man?
What's the good word?
The word is the bird. Bin Laden. His name is Bin Laden. He bit the bird. He bit the dust.
Took the words right out of my mouth.
What do you say?
Took the words right out of your mouth.
Yeah.
It was all of those out there. You know, Sunday was just, and you know, you've gotten a lot of. How can I say? You've gotten out a lot. You've gotten some negative press that, you know, a lot of individuals celebrating. And I think, you know, and chime in here when you want there, Brett. I think, you know, the celebration wasn't to make fun of anyone, or it was more of a closure of a chapter that looked like it would never end.
Yeah.
For the longest, you know, we said we were going to go after Bin Laden. This is 13 years now.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I said we would never catch this guy. I mean,
yeah.
You know, that long, you're never going to catch this guy. He's so elusive. So many people that were taking a bullet for him. He wouldn't man up and come out and. You know, and face what was coming to him. Well, what he got what was coming to him, but actually he did, because for all the people that he killed, he went out very quickly.
Sir,
you know they should. You know what do they say in Europe? You know, the punishment should fit the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Well, definitely the punishment didn't fit the crime. Now he is deceased, but. You know, they say an eye for an eye, and he definitely, you know, that definitely wasn't the case. I mean, he should have perished. Unfortunately, some of the individuals' lives he took on September 11th.
Yeah.
You know, so what's your thoughts then, Brett?
Well, you know, being ex-military, you know, it's like finally. The powers that be did something rather than trying to cover up for their own sake. So, you know, a lot of loose ends, you know. But I do question government, but I never question God, you know. So, with that, I just, you know, hopefully it's put to rest on that note, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
You know, some of the families that went through it, they're the ones that really suffered the most. Because it's a lingering thing with the 9/11 and if they got closure, I don't have no problem. I don't have no problem with it. You know?
So. Right.
Well, I think they are a little bit have been put at ease somewhat that the person that was responsible for the heinous, I don't know what else you could say, heinous or just cruel or evil crimes that he committed, that was finally, this man was brought to justice. He was brought to justice in the sense that we, you know, the United States delivered on what they promised 10 years ago. Actually, 13. They've been looking for him for the last 13 years.
Yeah. Well, the state wasn't like Saddam Hussein, but, you know, it was a little bit quicker. But in due time, you know, when things get all aired out, they're going to start releasing some footage and this, that, and the other, you know, because they do that. You know, when things first happen, they try to cover up, you know, what really went down and give you their story. But in due time, they're going to have to release, you know, that's what they do. They release actual footage and this and that and the other, and some stuff might get leaked, you know.
Right.
Everybody wants to get a cover story, so.
Yeah,
it would happen, you know.
It definitely. What was your thoughts as an ex military person and a veteran of this country?
Yeah, well,
what do you think the military men and women are thinking overseas that are out there fighting for this country?
Everybody has their own opinion, and like I said, it could have been done a long time ago. It's just the powers that be. The powers that be in command are the ones that can make things happen. You know? Because on my standing, I knew they knew where he was at all this time. You know? So they just chopped up the timeline on it. You know? Because, you know, you can just read, you know, being ex-military, you can just read certain things about military. Civilian would never understand what really goes on in the military. But I can just read body language and timelines and stuff like that, you know, with the DNA, you know, being matched to what, you know, in a short period of time. And everybody knows the DNA takes a while to get results back, you know. So, talk to nurses and doctors, you know. There's a lot of loopholes, you know, but they just had to crunch the timeline just to appease the public, the American public, and the world at that, you know. So,
That's right.
A lot of things could have been done, should have been done years ago, and it would have been, you know, never even been a day or a weekend like this. But, you know, what can you say? You know, it's done, it's over, he's been buried, and in the Islamic format, they say, you know, all that stuff is planned out to tease the public that it's over and done with. You know, we gotta move on, and we just gotta keep our guards up for the next in line.
Huh? Well, what was your thoughts on how they buried him, right?
Say that again?
But they buried him.
That's what I'm saying.
They buried him in the sea. Well,
yeah, that's something
that
else.
You being in the military for a capture of someone who's been killed, someone obviously a terrorist or that nature, is that normal protocol?
It is, you know, if you want to follow, like I said, everything was planned out precisely, so no one can, you know, people are going to question, but they have no authority over it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, if that's what they do, that's what they do. There's no authority to challenge it, you know, because that is the government doing it, so, you know, what can you do? It's done and over with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I did believe, I take that back. Yeah. Him being in Pakistan and being right next to supposedly a Pakistani military base.
Yeah.
I mean, we're giving these people money for what?
Mm-hmm. That's allies.
They knew he was dead.
Oh, yeah. Most
and like you said, maybe the American government knew that, too.
Yeah, they knew.
And used them as a scapegoat.
Yeah. Now, they're going to have to suffer consequences on, you know, having, you know, him in theater. And, you know, it's going to be some questions to be answered. And we're going to end regardless. This war situation, you know, small wars, big wars, it's not going to end.
But war, unfortunately, is big business.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of politics and there's a lot of money being made by obviously not me and you and most people. But big business makes money when we're at war.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, that's the reality of it. So, like you said, we'll move on. I guess before we move on, just want to say, if you just tuned into the LC and Jack radio show, you listen to LC and Brett talking a little bit about the Osama bin Laden situation that went down May 1st, 2011. Assassination. And that's what we did. We assassinated him and buried him. If you want to give us a shout, chime in. Feel free. Area code 347-843-4738. LC and Jack Radio Show. Up close and personal. Urban Talk Radio. What I want to say there, Brett, was, you know, me myself was down part of 9/11. I was downtown. Remember the day like it was yesterday. Coming out of the subway. Worked in Manhattan. I worked maybe, I want to say 5 to 7 blocks from the World Trade. And when I came out of the subway, I heard a loud thunder. Not even thunder, loud boom. And at first you're like, man, it sounded like a dump truck slammed into a building. That type of loud noise. But when I got up to, and I, from where my building was at, couldn't really tell what was going on, you know, because Manhattan, that's how Manhattan is. You know, you have buildings around you, you can't really tell.
Yeah.
But when I had a chance to go upstairs to my office, I looked out the window, started to see one of the World Trade Center buildings on fire.
Wow.
So, obviously, that was the first plane hitting. And at the time, nobody knew what was going down. I thought, you know, I was like, wow, you know, the building's on fire, it was an explosion. It was crazy. But what I did say to myself was at the time was because of where the fire was, and everyone has seen the clips and all the video, but because of where the flames were, I said to myself, how are the people on the upper, above the fire, the flames, going to get out?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we found out that they didn't. You know, they didn't get out. At the time, I thought maybe if they could get a helicopter on top of the roof, get those people, evacuate those people out at that time.
Yeah.
And it's just a day never forget. You know, just trying to get out of Manhattan, chaos. Day I'd never forget. I couldn't call my family. Phones were out, and I did eventually able to get a phone, but not using cell phones. I don't know if people remember cell phones. The cell phone towers were on top of the twin towers, so all cell phones were dead. Couldn't use cell phones, but I was able to use a landline phone. And able to contact family, let them know I was safe and sound. Because obviously, as everything unfolded, people started to panic. They didn't know what was going on. It was jets flying. It's crazy. But I say all of that, say that Sunday evening when I was watching the basketball game / baseball game, and I heard, hey, breaking news about Osama bin Laden. I was like, oh, man, is this guy strike again?
Wow.
You know, I was like, oh, man, this guy came after us again and succeeded. But so I was, you know, so when I heard the news that, you know, we shot and killed him.
Wow.
I wasn't jumping up and down like
yeah.
a lot of the, you know, youth. And you know what? I'm not knocking them. I think it was more of a relief that we finally was able to track them down. Like I told you earlier, Brad, I just thought, like you, I thought we'd never catch him.
Mm-hmm.
He would just be one of those, you know, he's got this big bounty, or did, mm-hmm. of $25 million.
Yeah.
And you never heard about Osama, anybody coming close to nailing this guy.
Yeah.
You know, so you just, like you said, you just, ah, let it go.
Yeah.
And you keep moving on with your life.
Yeah, it's more like a smoke screen, so to speak.
Yeah.
If you can compare it, to the DC sniper, right? You know, the DC sniper was killing people here in the United States. Now, they didn't want the public to really know what kind of leads they had on them, so they were telling us different stories. But we all looking for this white utility truck and, you know, this, that, and the other, while they knew what they were looking for. At the same time. And then they finally found him at a truck stop in some old beat up car. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing. They knew where he was at, but they had to give us a smoke screen on he's in the cave and this and that and the other. And, you know, they knew where he was at because they built that compound after 9/11 that he was in. You know what I'm saying? So they harbored him from Afghanistan, crossed the border to this place and had him there for the last 10 years. It's like, you know, it all comes full circle, you know?
Yep.
It all comes full circle. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure stuff out these days. You know, we got so much information going on. All you have to do is read and listen and make, you know, wise decision on what you think. You know, don't go off the deep end on things. But people do. They go crazy off the deep end and they can't even, you know, see the truth. The truth is right there in front of you.
Yep.
The truth is right there. We have so much information, so much leads and tools on how we can do things. And if you just go Loch Ness monster hunting and Bigfoot hunting, you're gonna find yourself looking for something you'll never find. You know? And they finally found them. And that's a good thing. But, you know, it's nothing to celebrate like it was an NBA game or Super Bowl game or something like that, the way these people was reacting. It's like, you know, not everybody's down with USA. Still, we can't even get along as neighbors, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, unfortunately.
That's how I look at it, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do think, though, the world is changing slowly but surely. We are coming closer together. That day, I would say, the day that everybody was we were very, everyone was working together
yeah.
on that particular day, 9/11. That's a day like you won't forget because people, no matter what you look like, what color you
yeah.
were, everybody joined together.
We don't need
one.
Those situations to make us join together. That's the thing.
You're right.
You know? And it took this guy's death to make the whole world like, oh, feel like, okay, we're one nation under a groove, so to speak. But then when that funnels out, then we're enemies again. We're going to build higher fences and bigger trenches, keep, you know, people out from us, separate from each other. You know, it's crazy.
Well, with that, Brad, we'll move on with the show. I think it's,
right.
You know, like we said, we'll move on. We won't forget, but we will move on. And like you said, this will pass. And our hearts and prayers go out to all those that lost loved ones almost 10 years ago. All right, Brett, let's do some birthdays and shout outs. Well, I can't post any shout outs. And you know what? I'm gonna let you do your thing. I'm gonna let you rock your birthdays and your shout outs first. We're gonna switch it up a little bit.
All
right. So I'm hope you're ready to roll.
I'm always ready to roll. I got some new listeners out there that's chiming in all over the globe.
That's it, baby.
I want to send a special shout out to my new friend on Facebook. Her name is Tiny Kardashian. She just had a birthday. She was so excited that I thought I was going to give her a shout out. So I hope you listen,
Tiny.
Girl. All right.
What's up, Tiny? I love the name.
Yeah, Tiny Kardashian. I hope she ain't one of those real Kardashians.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
She part of the clique? You better find out.
I'm going to find out. She's going to hit me on my Facebook and let me know. All right?
Yes, she
I got
is.
Another birthday.
Get
shout out down there in Bowie, Maryland. My homeboy, Raheem Israel, one of my ex-Navy buddies. He's doing his thing down there in Bowie, Maryland with his lovely wife. Yeah, it's his birthday this past weekend. I want to say happy birthday to him. All right? And I got another fine friend down there in the Avondale, Virginia, D.C. area. Her name is Tasha Shaheen. Beautiful young lady. I want to send a shout-out to her because she's going to be in my man Mark McLaughlin's video. I hooked them two together up, and, you know, he's looking for some lovely ladies in his next video with my main man, Mano.
Mano.
All right. Yeah. All right, send a shout-out to her. Crystal Walker down there in St. Petersburg, Florida. I want to send a shout out to her for being a beautiful young lady that I know from Facebook, beautiful singer. Send a shout out to her. I got a Brandy McClure out there in Vegas. Send a shout out to her.
What up, Vegas?
All right, I'm gonna be out there Memorial Day weekend, so hope y'all ready for me. I got my girl down in Katy, Texas, Teresa Castaneris. She's a makeup artist and she owns her own salon. I want to give her a big shout out. You know, she does makeup for all occasions, makes you ladies look good for the upcoming events that's stepping out too.
That's just good.
Hit her up. Hit her up at 832-373-6693. She do weddings. Does prom, you know, she do anything to make you look better than you already are. So hit her up. And Teresa, tell her Cornbread Benson, she'll take care of you. I got a Rhonda Benson down in ACL, I want to send a shout out to. And she's doing big things down there in ACL. I think she's a stewardess, if I'm not mistaken.
Stewardess?
Yeah, she's flying.
Okay.
She's flying all around the world.
Okay.
Thing. Yeah, so I'm gonna give her a shout out on that note. And that's about it on a shout out.
Alright, cool. Well, LC gonna jump in the saddle right quick. I'm gonna say happy birthday to Ray Parker Jr. I don't know if you young heads don't remember this man, the jazz artist. He's in a movie called Ghostbusters back in the day. So you want to go through your old DVD collection?
Mm-hmm.
Ghostbusters. He's 44 this week. Ray Parker. And the man that is known as The Rock. And people tell me, Dwayne Johnson. They keep saying Dwayne Johnson. I'm like, who's Dwayne Johnson? He's The Rock, okay? So I'm like, yo, I know him as The Rock. I know why he's not using a rock name, because, you know, Vince McMahon gets paid, okay, every time he uses that name. All right, so it's all good, but as long as I am doing the radio show, I'm calling him The Rock, okay? If he comes
that's
on
it,
the show, we'll call him The Rock.
Tell The Rock to come on through.
That's it. We're going to make that. We're going to work on that. We're going to see if we can get The Rock to come through. Happy birthday to him. He's 39. To my man, he's starting to come back into the fold. He's starting to look like he's a little settled down. Again, he's young. Took a lot of heat. You know, his girlfriend is doing her thing, Rihanna. Chris Brown.
Oh.
22.
Oh,
big 2'2".
Oh.
Boy, remember those days.
He's still young.
Got a long way to go. So happy birthday to Chris. And to some of our Facebook and Twitter followers, happy birthday to Marion Brewster, Felicia Robinson. What up, girl?
What up, Felicia?
Down in Big Florida. And to Shatifa Thomas out of the Big Chi-Town. Happy birthday from the LC and Jack radio show. Going to give some shout-outs to Brad. Going to give a shout-out to Corey Dempsey. And Robert E. Lee, as we call him. Big up to Robert. Wendy Sellers down in Jacksonville, Florida.
All right, Wendy. She's doing the thing down there.
Big up to her. Big up to my man Marvin Williams. What's up there, brother man? And to Marion Johnson down in Big Birmingham, Alabama. Actually, yeah, she's from down there, Birmingham. She's, I think she moved down to the ATL. And big up to a friend of mine, Lee Allen. Avid listener of the show. Was actually talking to him today. He says, big up there, Brad. Big up to everybody listening to the LC and Jack radio show. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the LC and Jack radio show. And I tell you, this week there, Brad, we just actually got finished talking about your boy...
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
I heard this morning. You can't stay out of the news, man.
Boy, I tell you, can't stay out of the news.
I've seen it this morning. I was cracking up, man. He probably got busted with a bucket of chicken wings that he got from his closed-down store.
Oh, man. Flavor Flav back in the news. You can't stay out of the news.
It's the other news. Make a comeback. Make it a comeback. That's how you make a comeback. You got to stay in trouble. You know what I'm saying? When you get that big and you want people to not forget you, get in trouble.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because you know that ticker will tell it on you. That bottom ticker on all newscasts, either Channel 12 or NBC, CBS, you might even make ESPN.
Flavor Flav. Big shout to Flav. Flav out there doing his thing. He's trying to hold it down.
Yeah, they hold him down too.
They're holding him down.
They're holding him down.
You ain't lying about that.
Bail money. They want that bail money.
Yo, you didn't pay. Girl, y'all don't know what we're talking about. Flavor Flav was arrested for outstanding warrants.
In Nevada, of all places.
Yeah.
What are you doing with warrants out there?
Well, he didn't
pay his hotel money.
Yeah, parking tickets. It wasn't anything crazy. He was just didn't pay his parking tickets.
They must have knew he was coming out there.
They knew he was closing up his chicken spots. Okay.
Yeah, they said he heading this way to gamble some of that money he took out of the cash box for closing up shop. You know he loaded. So.
Oh boy, I tell you. Well, we do have a phone call, Brad.
All right. Let's see what's going on.
You're listening to the LC and Jack radio show. Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Yeah. You're listening to the LC and Jack radio show. Who do we got on the line?
This is Raheem.
Raheem, happy birthday, brother.
Yes,
man,
my brother.
Look good,
doing,
man. Oh, man, I'm blessed. I'm good to hear from you, man.
Hey, man, I'm proud of you, man. This is the bomb, man.
I love it, baby. You know how I do. Me and Raheem go way back to Hawaii, man. We was running partners back in Hawaii, man. We ran Hawaii, didn't we, Raheem?
Raheem.
No doubt.
Doing his thing.
Hey, where's this radio broadcast coming from?
We're nationwide, but we're based out of New York there, my brother.
Oh, out of New York?
Worldwide.
Okay.
Yeah, we're New York brothers. No doubt. But we have listeners all over the world.
Got somebody in Bowie, Maryland listening.
Maryland, all right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good.
I just want to give a shout out to my boy Cornbread.
All right,
hey, man. I'm gonna tell you when I get home tonight, man.
Yeah, yeah. For those who don't know, Raheem's an excellent boxer. You know what I'm saying? When he was, when he was back in the Navy, he had excellent skills. He reminded me of Muhammad Ali back in the day. You know,
he was knocking him down, Raheem. Right.
Knocking him out. Right. He had the tassels. You know, he had his family tattoo on his tassels, on his shoes,
that's
man. Right. And we could break out some of that video, Raheem. You know, we would love to share. That's a good brother down there, man. I love you, Raheem, man.
Love
one
you,
of a kind.
Brother. Proud
yeah,
of you, man.
He's doing his thing down there in Maryland. How's the weather down there?
It's okay. It's like about 70 degrees right now, so it's holding down.
That's good. That's good.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, look, I didn't know anything about Flavor Flav, man. This is the first time I heard that, man.
Flavor
Flav. You tune in. You tune in every Tuesday. You'll find out.
Yeah, you're going to find out. We're going to let you know what's going on, and the saga will continue with it, Flavor Flav, and we'll keep you abreast. Hopefully the next information that we or the saga that we talk about will be a positive thing for him. But right now he's having it a little rough.
Yeah, well, that's hit him tickets, man. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Brad, look, man, take care, man. Good hearing you, man.
All right, man, I appreciate the calling in, man.
Thanks for calling LC Jack Radio Show, Raheem.
Okay, thank you.
All right, then. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Well, if you're just tuning in, we just had one of our new listeners join the show. And if you'd like to give us a call, don't be bashful. I tell you, we have so many people that listen.
I know.
And I tell them, hey, they, you know, drop us an email. And they're like, yeah, yeah, we like the show. So I have to ask them, hey, why don't you give us a call? No, I don't want to do that. But
yeah.
I will tune in every week.
Mm-hmm.
I will tune in every week to listen to the show because we love the show. So it's all good to y'all.
Yeah.
It's all good. You want to listen. But if you do want to call, you can still give us a shout. We'll be on a little longer here. Area code 347-843-4738. Well, Brad.
Yeah, man.
Couple other things I had on the info tip is... did you see the latest pictures for Jordan Sparks?
I knew she was a knockout, you know what I'm saying? But
I mean,
know,
she dropped. She dropped maybe about 35 pounds.
Yeah, but she's not
17
no more, so we can look now.
Yeah, well, she dropped about 7. She has to drop at least 35 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
The abs are tight. I couldn't believe that was her when I was looking at the photo.
Mm-hmm.
The transformation. She got that personal trainer.
Mm-hmm. Trying to catch up with Janet, you know what I'm saying, with the abs department.
Yeah. So she's doing her thing, and big up to Jordan Sparks.
Right.
You know, I'm not gonna hate on her. She looked, by you know, looking good, doing her thing. And Jaden Smith, Will Smith's son. Have any idea what he made off his movie in the Karate Kid?
About 48 million.
Oh no, he didn't make that much.
Oh, he? I thought you meant the movie itself.
Well, good. Actually, that's good. That actually was right on. The movie made 150 million. Brad, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
He actually made just under $1 million for the actual movie itself.
Oh, okay.
Once they went over or approached $150 million, he made an additional $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing is, and I didn't realize this, is that Will Smith produced the movie.
Oh, they're making all kinds of checks.
Yeah, and the amount of money he made was supposedly over $400 million. I was like, wow. So Will doing it big time. He's actually also getting ready to do the Men in Black sequel.
Yeah, they in Brooklyn and the Bronx town. I went down there looking for them. I couldn't catch up with them.
Yeah, so he's getting ready to do that. So big up to Will Smith and fam for doing their thing. And Will, for all those that don't know, started out as a rapper way back in the day.
Yep.
Against all the odds.
A popcorn rapper at that, not a gangster rapper.
That's right. He was doing his thing. Big ups to him and his family as they continue to make inroads for African Americans. Out there opening doors that might not be open. So, big up to Will Smith. Want to also give a shout out to all the moms out there. This Sunday, May 8th, is a tribute to mothers. It is Mother's Day, and Elsie and Jack would like to give a big up to all the mothers out there for none of us, Brad, Elsie, Jack, any of us men or women would not be here if it wasn't for our mother.
That's it.
So, big up to my mom. And I know she's listening. She does check out the show. So, big up, Mom.
All right.
I know Brad's going to big up his peoples, his moms.
Mm-hmm.
And to all of those moms out there, all of them out there, that really made sacrifices to raise us and to influence people, the men and women that we are today. So big up to them. And if you don't have a chance, don't forget, don't wait till Mother's Day. Call your mother, father, and just tell them how much you care about them. Because tomorrow's not promised. So definitely spend that time with Mom Dukes, though, on this Sunday, May 8th, Mother's Day. Get your flowers, whatever you like to do for moms, and make it happen. Make it happen. Well, other than that, Brad, don't have too much on the agenda. Got any additional shout-outs or anything before we wrap the show tonight?
I just want to let you know that I did talk to DeAndre, the real personal chef, and he apologized for last week. He's been so busy and booked up. He's doing the PGA tour or something like that, and really like bogged down. But he said he's going to send you an email on a request to be on the show again in the near future. And he thanks us for even thinking about him and keep reaching out to him. He really appreciates that. And the pencil man himself, he said he's going to send an email also to be on the show because he had just got my message that I had sent him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two things I wanted to put out to you on the LC and Jack show, that we got some phenomenal guests in the works. You know, even though, you know, they haven't been here in the last 2 weeks, we had to just wing it and make it happen. It's all good. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good. Whether you have a guest or not, for all those out there that want to do a show, I've been doing this now for actually the 2-year anniversary is coming up. People have to tune in because of you. Because not all the time you're going to have a guest. Now, we love to have a guest every week. And, you know, as the show evolves and grows, that may be the case. But those days you don't have a guest, hey, you got to keep it moving.
That's it.
Things going on. There's topics out there you can talk about. So, ultimately, the listener is going to tune in to the show because they like the content, they like the flavor, and that's how we do here.
Yeah, and when I was down in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago, the ladies down there at the DoubleTree, I spoke to one of my friends, new Facebook friends that I met down there, and she and her friends listened to us every day at work, the past shows, present shows, and said they are through with the morning show. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna mention his name, but he used to have a sitcom. And she blew me away when she said that. I was like, wow.
It's all good. You know, and reach out to them.
Not listening to them anymore.
You know, tell them to reach out and give us a shout.
Yeah.
We love to have them. Give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have some guests loaded up. The show is building, and it's only going to get better. But as long as we have listeners like the listeners out there, we're so appreciative of your support. If it was just one listener, which thank goodness we have many, many, many more listeners than that. But my whole point is, if it was just one, I would be doing this. Why? Because it's for the love of getting the information out, having fun, and passing that off to our audience, those listeners out there. So whether we go big time or not, we stay on Blog Talk. The show will always revolve around you, the listener, what you want to hear, topics, guests, and we're going to try to change it up. We definitely want to do some different things with the show, so we're actually looking right now, as we said last week, as a young lady, we'd like to add a woman, I should say, to the show. So if you have what it takes, hit us up. Hit us up at lcandjack@gmail.com, or if you want to give us a call in the office, area code 631-664-4452. And you may be the next co-host on the LC and Jack radio show with my man LC and Brad on the show every week doing this. And who knows? Who knows where it goes from there?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sounds good.
That's it. It's all good. So until next week there, Brad. Again, our hearts and prayers go out to all the loved ones that lost someone during the 9/11 tragedies. Our hearts and prayers from LC and Jack radio show go out to you. And to all those mothers out there, big up! Happy Mother's Day, and many more blessings to you, all your moms out there, and all your families. So next Tuesday evening, Brad.
All right.
Be blessed. We'll see you next Tuesday. LC and Jack radio show. Peace.